This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sang Hong Chia. With the Friday deadline looming, Missouri lawmakers finally reached a compromise on putting the final touches on the state budget. Marshall Griffin tells us the agreement addresses veterans' homes, university funding, and other sticking points.
First, budget negotiators agreed to spread an additional $3 million among several universities, including Southeast Missouri State, and dropped a proposal to give $2 million to that school alone. As a result, GOP Senator Jason Crowell stopped blocking the entire Senate with procedural moves which allowed the passage of a bill to fund veterans' homes with casino fees. Other threats to the bill that involved the Souchere Institute and a rating system for early childhood programs were also resolved. Kurt Schaefer was the chief negotiator for the Senate.
It's inevitable that somebody wants to pull a string here or there, and you have to deal with that.
Lawmakers are expected to send the state budget to the governor today. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Legislation that would let Missouri school nurses keep asthma medication on hand and treat students for attacks is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. School districts would purchase the medication, and the nurses would decide how much to store at a school. Sponsoring House member Sue Ellen, a Republican from St. Louis County, says the legislation could spare a child a trip to the hospital for an asthma attack. The Senate passed the bill last Monday in a 28-1 vote, and the House gave it final approval in a 152-0 vote Wednesday. This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zhang Huang Chia. The Missouri General Assembly has passed and sent next year's state budget to Governor Jay Nixon. Marshall Griffin tells us the $24 billion spending plan passed both chambers with little difficulty, but not without some complaints.
GOP Senator Jim Lemke of St. Louis County was not happy with language restoring a health care program for blind Missourians. He says he'll file a constitutional objection.
Such an action could violate the constitutional restriction that a bill be limited to one subject, Article 3, Section 23. Amending substantive law through an appropriation bill is unconstitutional and unenforceable.
Democrats in the House again spoke of the need to find more revenue, saying Missouri needs to collect sales taxes on internet purchases and raise the state's cigarette tax. Governor Nixon has until June 30th to sign the budget into law. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A proposed constitutional amendment to revise the selection process for appellate judges is headed to Missouri voters. Members of the Missouri Supreme Court and the State Court of Appeals are appointed by the governor from three finalists recommended by a special commission. The commission is made up of one Supreme Court judge, three lawyers, and three non-lawyers picked by the governor. Under the proposed amendment, the commission would nominate four finalists. The proposal also would replace the Supreme Court judge on the commission with a fourth person chosen by the governor. A former appellate judge would serve as a non-voting member of the commission. House members on Thursday gave the proposal final legislative approval 84-71. It passed the Senate last week. For KBIA News, I'm Zhang Huang Chia.